Hello, I'm Gavin Horgan, headmaster of Millfield School in Somerset, the largest co-educational boarding school in the UK. Welcome to the Millfield Way podcast. Here, you'll hear from teachers, coaches, and students from Millfield and Millfield Prep School. Millfield is traditionally different, and this is the Millfield Way.
Welcome to this Millfield Way podcast in conversation with Dan Manlow. My name's Liz Webb, and for this episode, I'm joined by the head of tennis at Millfield, Dan Manlow. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning.
You joined Millfield in 2017 and took up the role as head of tennis at the end of the last academic year. What has the start of this year been like for you?
It's been really good. We've got a new team of coaches, so there's four of us. My three colleagues are all very new to the school, so taken a little bit of time to kind of find our feet and settle into our new roles, but it's been a really good start.
Okay, excellent. And so what was your playing and coaching background before working at Millfield? And are there any significant players or success stories that you've worked with in the past?
So I grew up playing around this area. I trained as a kid at Taunton and Bath and sort of played on the national circuit. Went to the States when I was 17 to play college tennis, and then I stayed over there for nearly 9 years. So I played and coached a little bit there after uni, coached in the college system a little bit at Drake University, and then worked at John McEnroe's Academy in New York. And then this job came up at Millfield, and being from Somerset, it was kind of a no-brainer for me, really. So moved back, and I've been here ever since.
Fantastic. So working at John McEnroe's Academy, did you ever meet
him? Yeah, I did. I played with him quite a lot of times, actually. He uses the young coaches to play matches and spar with, so that was quite fun. Yeah. I got a nice winning record against John.
What was he like?
He's a cool guy. He's pretty chilled out. He used to just mill around the academy and come on court during sessions, so that was a good experience. And a lot of the other coaches that work there are quite well known in the tennis industry as well, so that was actually my first coaching job after uni, so that was really a good way to start. But didn't want to live in New York long term, so I prefer Somerset.
And I suppose that experience of going to a university in the US is really helpful for our students here, with a lot of them now choosing that as a pathway.
Yeah, definitely, it's a big route for tennis players all over the world now, so a lot of our students here at Millfield are aiming to get a scholarship to the US, and we've had many players. I've been here 6 years, and you know, every year we've had students go on and get scholarships to unis in the States of varying levels, so it's a really good route.
Yeah. And so along the way, have you coached or got to know some significant players other than John McEnroe, obviously, who's very significant, but others along the way?
I worked with some top players in the US college system, not anyone famous or anything, but some of the top players in Britain that went over there, and then here at Millfield we've had some really strong players come through and go on to the States, so yeah, I've been really lucky with the students and the players I've worked with. Maybe in a few years you might have heard of some of them, but
yeah,
you never know.
Yeah, we'll be looking out for that. So what are your interests outside of school? Do you play a lot of tennis still yourself?
I've started to play a little more recently, actually. I captain the Somerset team, so I play, there's two main events across the year, County Cup, and I've started playing a few more tournaments. I'm aiming to play over 35s, hopefully for Great Britain in a couple of years, so hopefully I can be in good nick for that when it comes.
Fantastic. And so what does your role of head of tennis involve here at Millfield, and who do you work with on a day-to-day basis?
So I still do a fair bit of coaching. So I'm on court for maybe on average 4 hours a day. Spend a lot of time working with the other coaches, and we do a lot of internal coach development. So do some observing of their sessions. We do individual coaching, group coaching. So I spend a lot of my time on court doing that. And then sort of planning the future of the program and communicating with parents and other people in the tennis industry, in the LTA. We go out and about to tournaments a fair bit. So yeah, that's sort of the bulk of what I do. And then yeah, just running the day-to-day program and trying to set it up for the future, really.
And would you say that you've got a particular philosophy on how you coach, and have you, has your coaching methods changed over the years?
Yeah, I'd say they've changed a little bit. More recently, I'm trying to focus a lot on the fundamentals and the basics of the game. That's something that us as a department are really focusing on. But yeah, I'm really quite competitive as a person, so I like to bring that out in my coaching. So probably that combined with trying to really get the basics in place for our young athletes, that would be my philosophy.
And so can you tell us a little bit more about the programme in detail and also the facilities that we have here at Millfield?
Yeah, we've got great facilities. We've got three lovely indoor courts with a great viewing balcony. They've quite newly surfaced and new lights in there as well. So that's, we're really lucky. It's one of the only indoor facilities in the whole of Somerset. So yeah, we're lucky to have that. There's then 9 outdoor hard courts, which are shared between us and netball throughout the year. And in the summer, we have 2 grass courts that we use as well. So that's great. We're really lucky. The programme goes all year round. So we have varying levels of player. Some players that will play one term and use tennis as their game of the term in the summer. We've got players that play all 3 terms, and that will be varying from top national level down to regional level. And they, some of them combine other sports with their tennis. But, you know, our top players are playing 6 days a week. They're doing squad training every day, individual training, strength and conditioning. We go out to tournaments regularly with them. So it's, for our national level players, it's a really full programme.
And you mentioned their strength and conditioning. How much of the balance is there between on-court training and then off-court training?
Yeah, it varies depending on the age and the stage of development of the students, really. But they all have access to the base of the S&C programme will be 3 gym sessions a week, mm-hmm. Conditioning, and then prehab and yoga sessions as well. So we like our students to kind of take ownership of their programme. So if they want to do a lot, there's a lot available to them. They can do multiple S&C a week and tennis as well.
And you've mentioned this a little bit already. So how do we cater for different abilities and interests? We can obviously cater for those that are at high level. Do we also cater for those that just want to do it for a bit of fun?
Yeah, we do. So we've got tennis as the game of term in the summer, and in that they get to play 3 training sessions a week and then fixtures for the school as well. So that's a really good way of keeping students that want to play a bit playing competitive tennis. And then we also have some lower level squads throughout the year in all 3 terms that students who maybe play hockey or netball, or, for example, can then come and play 1 session of tennis. And if they want to, they can take individual lessons as well. So we have 2 coaches who are designated to give individual sessions to students just like that of any level.
Is there also tennis available in the activity programme?
There is, yes. We've got a tennis map. So that's on a Friday, and it's always good fun. Very busy tennis courts at that time. So yeah, there's a lot of opportunities, and there's also all year round opportunities to just come and use the courts for the students, especially in the summer. There's people out playing all the time. So yeah, plenty of tennis available.
Do you find that the big tournaments like Queen's and Wimbledon kind of inspires everyone and they suddenly all want to get on the court?
Possibly. I mean, that's during the holidays now, so maybe not so much in the school year. But, you know, being at a school like this, there's a lot of students who enjoy playing. So it's a very active tennis community.
And you've talked a little bit already about going away to competitions during term time. How do we support players who have to travel quite a bit for competitions? And do you do any team trips to British Tour events, for example?
Yeah, we do. We cover a lot of tournaments, so we can provide transport and obviously coaching at the events, which really helps out the students and their parents. During term time, you know, we're covering events not every weekend, but cover all the main ones, all the main national tournaments, and some international ones as well. So yeah, we've got a pretty full programme of tournament cover all throughout the year and in the holidays as well.
And whereabouts would you go internationally?
internationally, we try and do a big trip every 2 years. So we're planning a US trip for this year, but that'll be more of a tour. In terms of international tournaments, there's a fair few in this country, which we're lucky to have.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't have to travel too far. I just got back from Loughborough yesterday at one of those. So they, you know, they're within striking distance of Millfield.
Yeah. And what time of year is your US tour?
That one's going to be at Easter.
Okay.
But yeah, the tournaments are all year round, really. It doesn't really break for the higher levels students.
And can students represent Milford against tennis clubs and universities out of the independent sector?
They can, yeah. So we have a team for men and women in National Premier League, which is a men's and women doubles event.
Mm-hmm.
So that's we play against Bath Uni, Exeter Uni, and a lot of teams nationally in that. So that's great. And then we compete as a club as well as a school. So we play in the Premier National League for under 14 and under 18. And that's against other academies and tennis clubs.
Which competitions do we enter teams into?
So in the summer term, we play in the National Schools, which is our big team event. So we'd have a boys A and a boys B team and a girls A and a girls B team in National Schools. The aim would always be to get two teams through to the national finals at Nottingham. So that's our big focus in the summer. There's also independent schools, which happens straight after national schools, just when term breaks up. So those are our two big team events. We then also enter National Premier League doubles and the Premier National League, which is the singles and doubles team events.
Okay, fantastic. So lots of competition. And has there been any significant individual team successes recently, without putting any pressure on any particular individuals?
Last year, our junior boys team, so our year 9 and 10 boys team, won the national schools title, which was great. It was the first time that they'd won that for, I think, 12 years.
Oh, wow.
We'd come close a few times, but we won it last year in December with a really strong group of boys, and we're hoping to retain it this year. We've started that journey already. And that's played at Bolton in December. So hopefully we can win that again. We've had some really good individual successes across the years. And, you know, some of our students have won some international tournaments, some Tennis Europe tournaments, and gone on to do some really good things.
Okay, so we need to keep an eye on them, see where they go.
Yeah, for sure.
And increasingly, for many of our students, we've already mentioned attending a US university. So they could be looking at that after leaving Millfield. We have lots of students departing to play college tennis. How do we support them in the tennis scholarship application process?
So the school does a great job and the careers department of helping them through that application process. But we also link with agencies that help them find scholarships. So we put on talks with US college agents, and I myself am quite closely linked to that process, having done it, so have some contacts. But yeah, we just try and bring it to life for them, really, and give them enough exposure to see college coaches, and obviously the trip in Easter will really help. We'll visit some campuses, but then just putting them in front of agents, and it's a pretty well-trodden path now, so a lot of our former students have done it and are doing it, so they come back and visit, and we just try and bring it to life for them as well as we can.
And when you chose that path for yourself back then, was it as kind of a well-trodden path as it is now, or
been quite common for a number of years now. So the year that I went, most of my peers in tennis in Britain went as well, so
okay.
It's been the thing to do for quite a while now.
Yeah,
I think maybe the UK uni system is responding a little bit and getting stronger and stronger, so we might see in future years that a few more players decide to stay.
Yeah.
And some of our students have as well over the years and gone to strong British universities.
Okay. And so what's the main benefit of how they do it in the US?
I think it's just the volume of players and the competitive opportunities. There's hundreds of teams that are at a good level. There's thousands of players. And you can get really good funding to do it. So there's, you know, there's a lot of reasons to do it and stay in education.
Yeah.
For me personally, I probably wouldn't have done a degree if I hadn't have gone to America. So it kept me in education and allowed me to play good level tennis.
Okay. And obviously at Milford, we start at year nine, but we do have Milford Prep School. Do you work closely with the tennis team at the prep
school? We do, yeah. We speak and see the coaches very regularly, and we also link up with the students there. So usually the top players at the prep school do part of their program at the prep and part of it up here. So there's a group of boys at the prep school this year that are playing at national level, so they're training with us every week as well as at the prep school. So yeah, we try and link as close as possible because it's all one program really.
And we at Milford, we think it's really important to obviously allow the community to use our facilities and to come in. Do we have any links with local schools?
We're actually the main centre for Somerset LTA's county training programme, so they run all of their age groups out of Millfield, which is really good. Local schools, not so much at the moment, but clubs do come in and use it. So I think Somerton and Victoria use our courts throughout the winter. So yeah, we're pretty well connected with Somerset Tennis around us.
And Milford's really well known for sport nationally and internationally. But in every podcast, we talk about the fact that academics is front and centre of everything we do. So how do you work with the academic and pastoral teams in terms of managing an athlete's holistic programme?
Yeah, I mean, it's a really big part of our jobs. Obviously, we have no choice but to do that at a place like Milford. There's constant interactions with house parents, with teachers, and that we definitely acknowledge that they're students first and athletes second, which is what they will have to do if they go on to a university program. So we definitely reinforce that, and the school comes first. They've got to get the grades, they've got to, you know, pull their weight in all areas of the school really. So we're regularly having conversations with and seeing the teachers and checking up on their progress in all areas of school.
Fantastic. And obviously you started the head of tennis role at the end of the last academic year, so only a few months into that. Have you got any plans for Milford Tennis over the next few years? Is it a bit too early to say?
Yeah, well, we've got big plans.
Okay, so, excellent.
Yeah, keep watching. But we want to keep driving the level and recruiting strong students and athletes and make Milford a really special place to come and work and train.
So you talked there a bit about what the programme looks like. How many students do we have participating in tennis?
So in the summer term, we have over 300 that sign up for tennis. So that's a busy one. And then the other two terms, our competitive group is around 30 students. And those will be the players who are competing in tournaments all year round and taking their tennis really seriously. And then sort of the level below that, we would have, there's about 60 students that take lessons with our coaches every week, and then another group of roughly around that will do our squad training throughout the year as well.
So Dan, the last question, what would be your three main takeaways to our listeners about tennis at Millfield?
I think the biggest thing about Millfield is that it's a really unique team environment. So I personally wasn't exposed to that until I went to university, but we've got it here. It's almost in a way a mini university team, and that's something that's really special. Our students, some of them go to school together, they eat together, they train together, they hang out together, so that's really quite unique and something that's great about Millfield. Another takeaway would be everything's right here on campus. So our indoor tennis centre is right here, it's next to the dining hall, it's next to the gym. They go to school right here, they live here, so everything's right here for them, which is a huge bonus as well. And I think the final thing would be probably just the scope of and the amount of competitive players we've got here. So not only internally in that internal competition, but the amount of players we've got playing at a national level and competing at a really strong level of tennis. I think that's quite unique as well.
Fantastic. I hope you've enjoyed this episode of the Milford Way podcast in conversation with Dan Matlow. Thank you and goodbye.